This is the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch-Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.
Yeah, welcome along, folks. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. You could probably hear PJ chuckling in the background. He's full of Christmas joy and all that. He's surrounded by Christmas trees and people. Well, I was going to say smiling faces, but to be fair, it's our lot. Nobody in our lot smiles at this hour of the morning.
Just me and Jim. Well, just me at Jim when I am. It's gas where we're standing. There's literally a Christmas tree on one side and a palm tree on the other side.
We're covering all the bases.
Here in the airport.
Everything you possibly want. We are live today. Of course, we are live from Terminal 2 in Dublin Airport. We're here in the Oak Cafe Bar. It's all with thanks to Gulliver's Retail Park in Santry for your best mix of home and lifestyle this Christmas. That's where we're going to be right up until 10 o'clock this morning. Loads going on today. We've got guests coming in, a bit of music on the show. We've got the big prize to give away.
Yeah, we got the trip to Florida to give away. And the David Bowie package and all that.
Stop laughing at the David Bowie package.
I'm just saying, I have a funny feeling he won't be there. But anyway, we've loads to give away this morning. So it's jam-packed, so it is, from the airport.
Brilliant. Yeah, and the place looks great. And as you were saying, obviously, if you've a reason to come out here, fantastic. I mean, if you're collecting somebody or if you're dropping somebody off or whatever it is. But, I mean, to be honest with you, if you're in this neck of the woods, and even if you don't have a reason to come out, I think it's always worth seeing.
We're the reason to come out. Come on out. We're right beside where they sell sausages and alcohol at 6 o'clock in the morning and everything. We're not saying you should do those things. We're just saying it's...
If we're not a sufficient enticement, there's literally a full bar behind us.
Yeah, they're very good. Like, a sausage roll. You can come out and have a sausage roll and an old snuggle up to us too with an old fizzy drink.
I mean, my God, if that doesn't make it sound like absolute perfection.
Well,
Christmas heaven.
Actually managed to make it sound terrible. But you can have a great time, is what we're saying.
And of course, all the regulars happening today. We'll have the hit bit. We'll have the breakfast table quiz. And if you want to give us a shout, hopefully we'll be able to catch up with you as well. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. Live from the airport here today at Classic Hits. Yeah, Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman here at Classic Hits. Live today from Terminal 2. Here in Dublin Airport, we're in the Oak Cafe Bar. It's all with thanks to Gulliver's Retail Park in Santry for your best mix of home and lifestyle this Christmas. That's where we are. And the cast of thousands, not just myself and PJ
today. There's loads of us here today.
We've got Magic Mike with us, obviously. We've got Robbie Kane with us. He's going to be literally meeting and greeting at the gates.
He can't stop. He's not supposed to do it. He just runs down. He can't help himself. He loves meeting people.
Yeah, actually, to be honest with you, We've tried mentioning it to security, but he still runs
up. Yeah,
he just randomly hugs people.
They're like, Asher, look, he'll be here again on Valentine's Day and his birthday and Easter and all. They says, leave him at it. That's what they said.
Yeah, and of course, we got Ash and we got Gabby with us. And we even have Andy Bad News with us.
Andy Bad News is on the site.
If that isn't a good enough reason to come along and visit us in Terminal 2 here in the Old Cafe Bar, I don't know what is. You can actually come face to face with the Andy Bad News. Yeah. And he will abuse you.
You have to get here before midday, though, or he turns into a pumpkin.
Very true. Right, we're about to do the birthdays.
Yeah.
Hang on a second. We'll do the birthdays in a minute. PJ's signing an autograph.
There's a man coming
here.
Up. He says, right. What's he say? Great. Can you play some David Bowie? Oh, we're doing that. We have to do that later on. From myself, Eddie, and my wife, Liz, up here waiting for our son. He's on his way back from Dubai for Christmas.
Brilliant.
Graham Fowler, is that it? Power, great power.
Ah, right.
So brilliant. Welcome home for Christmas.
What time's you in at? Quarter to seven. Oh, you don't have too long to wait.
Not too long. That's Eddie Power from Carlow there. So not a
good stuff. Well, yeah, we'll get a bit of Bowie on for you. Mind you, be careful that Robbie Kane doesn't run him up and hug him.
Yeah.
Right. So we'll get to the birthdays very shortly. He's just having a photograph taken. See, all going on at the airport. That's where we are. Right, are you ready to have a go with this?
Yeah, let's do that, yeah. That's what I love about Irish people. I know you're on air, but I'm in a rush, so...
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, just put that radio show to the side for a second, right? Stop that. Stop talking for a minute. Right, Yuri Geller celebrating his birthday today.
Yuri Geller, what a bender that fella is.
Literally,
spoon bender.
Not
a slur of any description, by the way. Have you seen? He was going on yesterday about how... he helped win the election for the Tories. Did you see that?
Oh, no. What? Another one of his mind things.
He's
done this before, though, hasn't he? Something to do with them. With some other...
Mexico
or something, was it?
He says Mossad hired him for all the shenanigans that they were getting up to at the time.
Yeah.
And that he did all that. And he was told that he apparently says he was put into a room by the CIA. And there was a pig next door, they says, and he said, kill the pig. And he said, no, I won't do it. I'm not killing for any... He couldn't do it. No more. The only way he can beat him...
But doesn't he claim to know all the secrets of the White House and everything? And he says he's not going to say.
But he's very retrospective.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. Like, the election happens and he goes, see, that was me, that was... He just never...
Yeah. That doesn't really count.
No, I don't think so. Really no,
I mean, but once upon a time he was a huge star. People used to be amazed and like because he went around bending spoons and stopping watches.
Yeah, which he never did. They were already wrecked. But there's a great story in Louis Theroux's book that Magic Mike made me read.
Right, made you read.
Well, he told me to read it.
That's amazing.
And there's a great story about you know the way he was doing the documentaries and he did the one Scientology and Jimmy Savile. He did that one. And he did
But
he says let's do one on Uri Geller. So they contact Uri Geller, right? Yeah. And Uri Geller gets back and goes, that's a great idea. That's brilliant. I tell you what, how about if though it's just me in it and you're not in it and you do the voiceover or even better, I'll just do it myself.
Brilliant.
And Uri Geller goes, so what will I have to do? And he goes, you're right, yeah. Yeah, you can just make it. Yeah, yeah. Like he's an absolute egomaniac. Yeah,
brilliant.
So, but what age?
God, I'd love a page of that level of self belief.
I know, but sure. What? Yeah, I know. In fairness, if we could get popular by breaking some L1 spoons, we'd be doing very well.
Yeah, yeah. Or stopping somebody's watch.
Yeah. So I gotta say.
All right, he's not a young man now. He's been around a long time.
He's like 58.
Right. I was doing my best. He's 73, man.
He's not. Jeez, he looks well for a spoon bender, doesn't he?
Well, I mean, yeah.
He looks well.
Sure, God, he's 73 in this life.
Now that I think about it, sure, he was stopping watches when I was only a kid. Yeah. What am I thinking?
Sure, he was probably a star when you were being born.
Yeah. I think maybe he was the main reason I am born.
Well, there you go, yeah. But he put his hand on me. Must speak to your mother about that.
His hand on my mammy's head and went, work!
Right, yeah, Uri Geller, right, that wasn't an illustrious start, 73.
No, that was
he
bad.
He is, right, I'm going to give you a couple
I'm
from...
I'm distracted now this morning.
A couple from Saturday, right, which are a bit more interesting. Kiefer Sutherland.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Is Kiefer, which one is he now?
He's your man from The Lost Boys and from 24, and you know
24,
that,
right,
and
now
that
I have
ridiculous
him.
Programme, you know the one that he's in, what's it called, something Survivor.
Designated Survivor, that's the one.
The cheesiest programme in the world.
I haven't
world.
Seen that, and I'm not going to watch it because I heard you and Robbie talking about it and said
you'd
rubbish.
Love it though, because remember you put
Oh great, it's rubbish, you'd love it.
Well, you know the way you go, this is rubbish, I can't stop watching it, you know the way Zoo thing.
Like Zoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolute horse
absolute
of television.
Corny. Well, this is on the level of Zoo of how corny and ridiculous it is.
For God's sake.
So you might get stuck into it.
Right.
Kiefer Sutherland seems like a decent fella, actually.
Yeah.
Although he was on The Late Late and he told that story about being on with Shane McGowan and everything. And apparently it's all lies, apparently.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Although, Victoria Mary Clark, she said it never happened.
Blooming,
he said he was
so
there.
So he's a chancer.
That Shane McGowan cleaned up the room and folded the towels and everything. So in fairness, it does sound a bit ridiculous.
Yeah, ridiculous.
I've got to say, he's like...
63.
I'm getting them all wrong.
Right, come on then. We'll get through a couple more quickly, right? What about if I give you Samuel L. Jackson?
Ah!
Who, to be fair, right, is a bit like, you know the way you go on about Pacino and De Niro and Sean Connery?
Big time.
Like, Samuel L. Jackson can just be Samuel L. Jackson in everything.
He just shouts at you.
If he was playing Santa Claus, it wouldn't matter what it was.
Yeah.
He'd still be just Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, doesn't matter. If he was Santa Claus, he'd be there. We gotta get these presents delivered! You know, that's his thing.
Yeah. So his range is basically volume.
We're shouting, snakes on a plane, you know? And then and Pulp Fiction is the famous.
And of course, you have to throw in a few mother Fs every so often if you're talking Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, he's a dirty Pacino. What he is. He's a dirty Pacino.
Yeah, he needs a good washing out
of
his mouth.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Soap and water.
My man now would have the liquid soap gone into his mouth.
Right, how old is he?
Oh... He's not a young man either.
No.
71.
Yes!
Well done. There we go.
Well done. And now we're going to finish on one of your absolute favourites, because I've heard you speak eloquently about this man before. Ray Romano.
Oh, my God.
Comedian.
I can't stand
and let's face it, everybody loves Ray.
Everybody thinks Ray is a tosser. I never understood. If you have to say your name in your show is Everybody Loves Raymond,
maybe
it's quite obvious.
It's obviously done ironically, PJ.
Well, it should have been, because nobody loves Raymond.
He's very good.
Not even the people in the show liked Raymond.
He's very good as a woolly mammoth in Ice
Age. Oh, yeah. Haven't seen that.
Yeah.
I've heard he makes a good mammoth.
He makes a good woolly mammoth, to be
honest, this time of year, most of us make a good mammoth, don't we? I'm practicing
that's pretty much my objective
mammoth.
For Christmas.
Oh, my God. I was sitting at home last night, and I couldn't have been bothered making dinner. I was sitting there, and a friend of mine goes, I'm going to the local Presbyterian church for Christmas carols.
What?
And I was like, I don't think it'd be my thing. And she goes, there's mince pies and all. I went, I'll see you there. I ran around. I have to say.
So you embraced religion based on a mince pie?
Hey! Doesn't take a lot to get me to Jesus, Jim. So I had some mince pies.
So Ray Romano, everybody bar PJ loves Raymond. This should be the new name of the show.
I tell you, there's one person out there that loves Raymond and they haven't found him yet, is the name of the show. I'd say he's like He's 52.
62.
Jeez. Yeah.
Your radar is well off this
it's
morning.
Way off. I'm distracted. Off. Look, there's all people and Christmas.
It's the fact that he's this close to food and he hasn't had any of it yet. That's what's going on.
Coffee.
But anyway, listen, that's where we're here all morning, right up until 10 o'clock. We're live from Dublin Airport, Terminal 2. We're here in the Oak Cafe Bar. It is, as I say, all but thanks to Gulliver's Retail Park in Santry for your best mix of home and lifestyle this Christmas. If you have any reason whatsoever to be around this neck of the woods, honestly, swing by, say hello, because the place looks great. So if you're collecting or dropping off or you just fancy having a bit of Christmas spirit bestowed upon you.
Definitely, yeah. Like you said, well, that sounds like a song. Mm. Swing by and say hello. We are here in Terminal 2.
Oh, my God, right.
Swing by.
It might be time to sign off. 6:22 here at Classic Hits. Good stuff. Thanks a million, Tara. 6:32. How are you this morning? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I'm all lonely here on my own. Yeah. Just me and English John.
What do you mean
John?
Lonely? You've got English John there.
I know, yeah, I know. But it's just me and him.
Well, actually, to be honest with you, you shouldn't be lonely, you should be scared.
No, I actually, what happens here is, I know you're only three humans, yourself, Mike and PJ, but...
No, we're way more than that.
I know you are. I mean, PJ at least has eight personalities in one man.
Yeah, well, I wish I could disagree with you, but I know.
No, I'm right, as always. How's the airport, lads? Is it fabulous?
It looks fantastic, Tara. It looks really, really good. There's twinkly lights and tinsel and all sorts of baubles and all sorts. And that's only PJ, his outfit. Actual airport looks amazing.
They've got Christmas trees and palm trees and wreaths and all. I don't even know if it's for a funeral or a party. It's great.
Honestly, it looks great. And it's even busier than... Was it last year we were here?
Yeah, it is last year, yeah. And it was definitely not as busy at this
it's
time.
It's already busier than it was last
it
year.
Is.
So the place looks fantastic. The only small drawback is I don't think the bar has opened yet.
I was going to say, I always have fantastic memories of Dublin Airport with brothers coming and going for Christmas when they lived overseas in years past. It is. It's a fabulous place. Enjoy it,
good
lads.
Stuff. We will, and we'll bring it. What will we bring her back? What can you bring her back from an airport?
Well, I don't know.
Toblerone! A Christmas Toblerone!
A Toblerone, that's it.
A Christmas Toblerone, you got it.
A Toblerone with your name on it, Tara.
Enjoy, lads. Talk later.
Thanks a million. Live from Dublin Airport today here at Classic Hits. Roy Wood and Wizard. I wish it could be Christmas every day. Live today here on Classic Hits from Terminal 2 in Dublin Airport. We're here in the Oak Cafe Bar. It's all with thanks to Gulliver's Retail Park in Santry for your best mix of home and lifestyle this Christmas. Couple of quick hellos. Do you remember Paul Byrne was with us last Christmas?
I do,
fitness
of course
guru
I do.
To the stars.
That's right, celebrity. Yeah, yeah.
He sent us a little WhatsApp just to say that he's listening on his final drive to work of the year. He's going into... make people sweat somewhere.
Beckham, show off. Look at him.
He's going to put celebrities through pain.
And the thing is, he can eat like 18,000 calories a day now and still come out only having put on a half a pound
exactly.
On New Year's Day.
Anyway, Merry Christmas
fair play to
you,
Paul. Thanks for coming
good
in last
stuff,
year.
Paul
yeah.
Byrne there. Celebrity PT.
Celebrity PT, indeed, yeah.
So listen, if you're around this neck of the woods, say hi, because the whole idea is we're kind of here because it's the busiest day of the year, officially, for Dublin Airport. Robbie Kane is with us. He's going to be saying hi to people who are kind of coming and going through the course of the morning. I think, in fact, he's with somebody at the moment. Robbie, who have you got?
I am indeed. Thank you so much, Jim. Yes, we're here at the Arrivals Hall in Terminal 2 in Dublin Airport. Loads of flights coming in from Abu Dhabi, New York, Boston, New York.
Oh, his microphone's gone funny.
We've lost him.
Oh, I'm here.
Oh, you're back.
Philadelphia, Vienna. Here with a lady called Jody. Jody, how are you? Your live Classic Hits. Merry Christmas to you. Who are you here with?
Merry Christmas to you as well. I'm here with my father-in-law and my son.
Where are you from originally?
Boston.
Boston. So you're here for Christmas. What's the plan?
I am indeed. Just to hang out with family and, yeah.
A true Irish Christmas for you then, yeah?
Yes.
Well, listen, talking to me this morning here on Classic Hits, a PJ and Jim ugly mug for your Christmas present. Are you delighted with that, are you? Well, listen, have a fantastic Christmas and thank you so much for speaking to us today. Give a loud. Back to you guys.
Thanks a million, Robbie. I tell you something, what a dreadful way to be welcomed home.
I know,
there's
yeah.
an ugly. There's a picture of two of the ugliest people you'll
there
ever
you go,
see
yeah. Welcome
life.
To Ireland. Here's a couple of ugly gits on a mug.
I mean, it's just... I don't know why I came all this way.
Yeah. Oh, really? Thanks. Is that the president?
That's
no,
the plan.
No, that's not the president.
Robbie's going to be with us right through the morning. He's going to be meeting and greeting at the arrival gates. As I say, the busiest day of the year here at Dublin Airport. Loads of flights, as you heard from Robbie there, coming in from all over the world as people return home for Christmas. And that's kind of why we're here as well, just to make them realise they're very lucky to live abroad.
Yeah, apparently so. But that's been the plan. So I love that. I mean, but the poor woman's gone off going, who are those two? Exactly. Yeah, that's Leo Varadkar.
Yeah, they are officially the people who run the country.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
So listen, that's where we are right up until 10 o'clock this morning. So if you're out this neck of the woods, and of course all the regular bits and pieces are going on as well. We will have the Hit Bit, we will have the Breakfast Table Quiz, we will have another Secret Santa, and we will be making that all-important phone call to somebody who's going to win an amazing holiday for the entire family to Florida as well, which is fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, that's the big giveaway is today. Loads of guests, it's all starting.
Yeah,
it's all, it's
exactly.
Gonna be, it's going to be mad here all
lots
morning.
Of people to chat, a bit of music on the show, all that sort of carry on. And if you want to give us a shout, of course you can, 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. We're live from Dublin Airport here at Classic Hits. Today, celebrating the busiest day at Dublin Airport. We're live from Dublin Airport. Terminal 2, we're here in the O Cafe Bar. It's all with thanks to our friends at Gulliver's Retail Park in Santry for your best mix of home and lifestyle this Christmas. So we've got loads going on. Can I just give a huge shout out and a big thank you to John O'Connor, who's with us, who dropped in.
He's what working a sell,
with,
man.
Working with Air Coach, right? And I'm hoping that Tara is listening to us back at base because...
You're going to love this, Tara.
She literally, this man has come in off the bus, has come in and bought Tara a Toblerone that we can bring back
one
to
of the big ones.
One,
like,
a giant Toblerone with your name on it, Tara.
Pretendy Duggan. Little miniature Toblerones that look like pens. The
and
real
then
one.
Also bought big, huge packs of Quality Street and Roses for the rest of us.
Fair play to sell, man. Thank
what
you very
a
much,
nice
John.
John O'Connor working for Air Coach, doing a fantastic job he is too. Probably the best Air Coach driver in the world.
In the world.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
Doubtless.
By the way, right, just before we chat to our first guest, what we've got to do, of course, is get a final qualifier for our Secret Santa, okay? Today is the day, literally in the next couple of hours, we're going to make the winning phone call and somebody's going to win this amazing trip to Florida for the entire family. But we need one final qualifier, but we're going to do it with a difference.
With a difference. We're just going to tell you right now, we'll just make it as easy as we can. Santa Claus is a Secret Santa today, so text Santa now to 087-188-0008 to be the last person into the draw before we give this holiday away this morning. The Florida,
absolutely.
Florida,
so there's no kind of remembering anything. There's no none
just
of that
Santa.
Sort of carry on. We're going to make it as simple as possible to try and get the last qualifier in. So literally you can WhatsApp Santa and your own details to 087-188-0008. Right, we did promise you loads of fantastic guests. Look it, there's one of them over there,
yes,
PJ.
Stephanie Prysner.
Hello.
Thank
good
you
morning.
Very much.
Welcome,
again,
welcome, welcome.
How are you getting on, Stephanie?
I'm getting on great. It's lovely to be here at Dublin Airport this morning.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
Are you, we better establish straight off the bat, are you a Christmas fan?
Yes, I mean, yeah, I really am.
All right, okay. So you're in the minority here, PJ.
Yeah, I'm all right, as usual.
Yeah, well, I mean, what's not to like, PJ? I'd like to just dig into this a little bit now. Like, what don't you like about it?
Do what don't I like?
Yeah.
It's a bit, okay, it's a bit close for me to get into a rant of today, but...
do you like presents?
I only the one like I
you like receiving
no,
them.
You see, no, I like the ones I get, but no, getting presents for me, I don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy hanging out with people that I've been avoiding for 365
you don't
days
have
a year.
To hang out with them. You give them a present, you receive a present, yet clink glasses and you go away.
Yeah, I prefer not to spend Stephanie money
has,
alone.
Stephanie has a really efficient way of approaching
I
Christmas.
I know, yeah.
Hi, Merry Christmas. Is that for me? Thank
yeah,
you.
I'm like
see
reverse Santa. I go around with a black sack and I just gather presents and I'm like, yeah, see ya.
The transaction has been done, the Christmas transaction.
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant. So what so kind of what is Christmas for you? Is it sort of family stuff? Is it kind of, I mean, what is it? Do you hang out, like, do you do a lot? Do you just laze around? Or
so, like, it's changed this year. I used to always spend it with my grandmother. This is the first year that we're without my grandmother, so it's like a whole new world. But then also in 2011, my granddad died on Christmas Eve. So like,
oh
I really
God.
Doubled Blue down. I'm like, I am enjoying Christmas in spite of
saying, you're, it's like
all
a mission to enjoy Christmas.
Yeah,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
That's why I'm quite evangelical about it. Where I'm like, Christmas is fun, okay? And we're going to be merry, yeah. And it's going
so
to be
PJ,
lovely.
So PJ, your bow humbug is not welcome here, right?
Yeah, I feel like after speaking to Stephanie, I'm going to be visited by three ghosts tonight.
You definitely will be, and I'll be the third. Yeah, no, so Christmas traditions involve, I'm also really into traditions, and I'm someone who I imply tradition from single action. So if we do something once on Christmas Eve,
oh,
it has
it.
To happen
oh,
every
yeah.
year.
So does that mean you and I have to meet Stephanie every year?
I hope so, yeah.
Yeah, every Christmas Eve now I'm going to be on Classic
here in
Kids
here
for
in Dublin
it's a
Airport.
Tradition, okay?
Yeah.
I'm like Fiddler on the Roof with the traditions. Tradition.
So this will make this an unusual Christmas for you. You have to start your new traditions then this year.
Yeah.
So like you're going back to Mallow in Cork for Christmas.
Going back to Mallow in Cork for Christmas Eve. It's going to be me and my mum and my boyfriend Noel, and he's bringing the turkey.
Oh my! Even her boyfriend is
called Noel.
Christmas.
Oh yeah. My God, that is so good.
Has to be that way. Oh, I am doubling down.
Do you get the feeling he was selected?
Yeah. I don't really care what you are or who you're like, but the name.
As long
is
as wrong. Your name is festive,
absolutely.
So yes, his mum is raising a turkey for us. I told you that.
That's amazing. You got a hand-raised turkey for Christmas. I'm telling you,
hand-selected. Like, this has been all the time.
So, like, did you meet the turkey when he was growing up?
I met the turkey before I met Noel. I was like, I choose you, sir.
That's amazing.
So she's going to have some sort of sacrificial ceremony in Mayo, and then the turkey will be brought on Christmas Eve.
I'm kind of both impressed and horrified.
I think for two Dublin lads like us, it comes as a shock. There's most people around the country now are listening, going, "Of course, what's wrong with that?"
So you've known your dinner for a number of months now.
Not a number. I've met it three times.
Right.
I've met
your Christmas dinner three
detached.
Times. That's brilliant.
I don't think I'd be good with that. I mean, I can't even give me potatoes names. Do you know what I mean? I'd struggle with that now.
Spud.
Actually, did the turkey have a name?
Tommy.
Tommy the turkey.
Timmy, Tommy. I mean, something beginning with T.
That's cold. That's just cold.
Cold turkey, boy.
Yeah. We'll be on Stephen's Day, all right.
There won't be any left on Stephen's Day. I'll eat my own weight in turkey on Christmas Day.
So do you go for it, Jay? You want it else?
Mainly the turkey. I'll just eat turkey and vegetables. I'm not big into potatoes. I'm not big into trimmings.
Yeah. By the way, we did establish off-air that Stephanie is a fan of, like, the brown slimy meat.
Yeah, you eat the turkey neck and all.
Yeah, I love turkey neck.
Stephanie Prisner.
That's my grandmother's tradition. Right. You get the turkey necks, you roast them or boil them. Usually you only get one, and it's usually you have to, like, search around in the turkey carcass for it, because they usually stuff the turkey.
Stephanie, people do this in your nan's age time because they literally didn't have other food.
If Chef Adrian is in the car at the moment driving out, he's literally crashed.
I'm
horrified.
Sorry, no, all of the chefs think turkey necks. They're a delicacy.
That's like Christmas during the famine. That's what they used to do.
I mean, it's
delicacy is just another word for, like, just tell them something. Rubbish. It's rubbish that nobody else eats. Tell them it's a delicacy.
Have you tried it though?
No.
Do you know what I mean? If anyone is in the Dublin Airport area and can get a turkey neck cooked and brought into Dublin Airport to the Oak Cafe bar, you're going to have to try it.
Oh my God.
Okay. Do it.
Do you know something? That's a challenge I'm prepared to accept, because I think that's quite a long shot.
Yeah, I think it is a long shot, yeah. Unless someone's coming from Mallow with your own personal Tommy the turkey neck.
You're not getting my turkey neck.
Oh, brilliant.
Sure. Listen, turkey neck,
we're going to chat to Stephanie some more, of course. 087-188-0008 if you want to get us on WhatsApp this morning. We're here all morning in Dublin Airport. Terminal 2, as Stephanie mentioned, the Oak Cafe bar right here. So if you're dropping out to kind of see somebody off or welcome somebody home, which is probably more likely in fairness, busiest day of the year here at Dublin Airport, swing by and say hi. We're going to chat to Stephanie some more. 7:19 here at Classic Hits. Hey Soul Sister Train here at Classic Hits. Live today, of course, from Terminal 2 in Dublin Airport. We're here at the Oak Cafe Bar. It's with thanks to Gulliver's Retail Park in Santry. The whole gang's here. Magic Mike is with us. Robbie Kane is with us as well. He's going to be chatting to people at the arrival gates as people fly in. They're flying in from all over the place, in Boston and Dubai and flying out.
We've just
been chatting to Martina, who's actually flying out to Boston to see her son.
She's as bad as I am. She's flying out at 11:30 and she's here like an hour.
Yeah.
It's 7:30.
Don't want to take any chances.
I'm exactly like that myself. Yeah. I'm one of those. I know you're like that as well, Stephanie, aren't you? You're like you're in a constant state of being late, or a panic for being late for anything.
Constant state of being early.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the fear of being late is real, because I've over-identified with being early. And now if I'm ever late, I have sort of an identity crisis where I'm like, this is not who I am as a person.
Oh, yeah, I totally get that.
It's too much.
Yeah, I get that completely.
Everything that Stephanie does is really intense, isn't it?
It's great.
That's it. Like, literally, if you do something once, it's now a tradition. And now she's identified so much with
being here. I was early for something once, and that's who I am as a person. That's my DNA. And, everything's intense.
Right,
I'm sure I'm a nightmare.
Can we impose on you to do a bit of work for us?
You can, yeah.
Right, because I tell you what, we've got to get a qualifier, right? We're giving away this big holiday to Florida, right?
Love to.
Unfortunately, that bit isn't the bit we need your help on.
It doesn't get that good
right
for you.
Okay. I thought you needed
to. Yeah, we don't need you to accompany them or anything like that. No. We just need to announce who the final qualifier is.
Okay.
Right, and the information, I believe, is being passed to you by our very own
Magical Mike.
Michael.
Oh my God, I feel like I'm on winning streak.
He's actually sending it to you now telepathically.
And I would like to confirm that the final contestant who is eligible to win is... Gavin Flynn in Wicklow. Good morning, Gavin. Come on, Gavin. Congratulations.
Gavin Flynn. There you go. Last man in then, Gavin. Keep your finger. At least you'll have to wait till... What time are we doing?
Like, I'm not sure.
Just after, before 10 o'clock.
9.40, is it? All right, okay. So 9.40 is the magic time then for the trip to Florida. But anyway...
Would you ever be a person that goes away for Christmas? Would you ever bother? Would you?
No.
She says no, but if she goes away once, it'll become
a
tradition.
So, no, I want to be... But do you know what I used to do? Which I know people are going to at me now and hate this. I used to be the Stephen's Day shopper.
Oh, where are you?
Up not for Christmas stuff.
You'd run into for the sales.
Oh, right, okay.
Well, you're one of them people like you. I know someone that does that, and they go to, the Brown Thomas sale.
Yeah.
Because they go in threes, and they actually have... It's like military. It's like they do the snipe.
Sweep.
Yeah.
Sweep the
store. So they go in different doors and plan their attack. Like, it's like snipers or a military attack move.
Oh, lads,
were you like that?
Up at 6 o'clock in the morning into the sales. Not necessarily to buy anything, but to, like, just to... Because I find, I love Christmas Eve and the run up to Christmas. Christmas Day itself I find quite awful.
Yeah, dire.
It's boring and it's just too much of consuming and not enough like creating of anything unless it's some sort of charade, you know?
Right, yeah.
And then by Stephen's morning I'm like, right, up, I want to walk, but it's usually freezing, so I go to a shopping centre. They're open at 6.
I want to walk
and you're watching
indoors.
All these mammies queuing for next. And it's sort of entertaining when you're not, but all... shopping, but the sales assistants hate you.
Yeah, because it's a blood sport.
Yeah, so I'd usually hit up Dundrum, Blanche and Liffey. But this year I'm going to be in Mallow and we don't even have a shopping centre. So I'll be like, I don't know, like standing outside 24-hour Tesco hoping that they open up so I can sweep the aisles. But I might make a trip up to Cork, but I don't know.
Brilliant. Well, if you want, you can go for a bit of a stroll around the airport for the next little while. Steph, you can hang around for a bit, though, can you?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Because we have a few bits and pieces still to come this hour. We're going to hopefully catch up with Robbie and a few people who are coming in, flying into the airport.
He's busy chasing Americans around the place.
Ugly mugs on them and stuff like that. And, of course, the hit bit is to come this hour as well. So if you want to have a go at that, you can let us know. 087-188-0008. Nice time to win it.
Yeah. We're making it 900 quid all this week, so it's 900 quid for the hit bit if you
Play any Celine Dion ever? That'd be a great Christmas present.
We do, but...
Wait a second, Mike. What's this with the guests now having requests? What's that about?
Not allowed.
Unbelievable.
It's Christmas, like. Well, we do actually play Celine Dion, except I've never when I'm here because I moan so much about Titanic
and everything.
Out
about it.
Oh, my God.
A way to rant about Titanic. Yeah. Anyway, who
my
knows?
One Christmas wish, dear.
Deprived.
My saddest
denied.
Year. Yeah. You're not gonna
we are literally the worst Santas ever.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, we're live from Dublin Airport, 727. Jackson 5, it's their version of I Saw Mammy Kissing Santa Claus. Here at Classic Hits Live. Today, of course, from Dublin Airport. We're here at Terminal 2 in Dublin Airport, right beside the Oak Cafe Bar. It is thanks to our friends in Gulliver's Retail Park and Santry for your best mix of home and lifestyle this Christmas. Stephanie Preisner still with us. Chef Adrian Martin has arrived as well.
They're
currently backstage discussing the merits or lack of merits of turkey necks.
And so I have to tell you about...
There's a row going on, all I'm saying.
And Adrian has an unusual passion that I never knew about.
For mugs.
For mugs. He's mad for mugs. Mad for the mugs.
Wildly impressed by mugs. It is strange. Anyway, listen, we're here. Of course, right up until 10 o'clock. It is the busiest day of the year for Dublin Airport today. People coming back in from all over the world. We were chatting to Robbie Kane earlier on, places like Dubai and Boston and all that sort of stuff. So I think Robbie actually is with somebody now who's just flown in, as far as I know.
Yes, Jim, thank you so much for that. I'm here with Shane and my son, Reese, and they've just flown in from Washington, D.C. Shane, it's your first time in Ireland. Congratulations for getting over here. What took you so long to get here?
Well, I had to wait for Christmas. To have a Christmas reason to come over here, but we're meeting our friends. They're actually flying in from Dubai, and it's about halfway, and so we're going to celebrate Christmas together.
Oh, fantastic. So you're having a Dublin Christmas this year. You're here with your son, Reese. Reese, how's it going? Merry Christmas. What is Santa bringing you this year?
Snoopy.
Snoopy? Is he a dog?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, a real dog or a toy one?
A real one.
A real one. Shane, are you ready for this?
Yes. I don't know. I have to talk to Santa and make sure that he's going to potty train him.
And has Reese been a good boy this year?
Very good boy.
So listen, you were telling me off air you were actually born on St. Patrick's Day and you were going to be called Patrick, but they called you Shane. So you have family relations from Ireland all through the chain, have you?
Yes.
So you're going to have a tour of Ireland as well as Dublin?
Yes, we're going to go out to Cliffs of Moher on Monday and then Blarney Stone Castle out south on Monday too, so...
They will have a fantastic time. Well, listen, on behalf of us all here at Classic Hits, we want to wish you a very Merry Christmas. Have a fantastic day. And thank you so much for speaking to us.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
You're welcome. God bless. See you. Cheers. Back to you guys.
Thanks a million, Rob. There you go. That's Robbie Caney's with us all morning. He'll be meeting and greeting at the arrivals gates there as people fly in from all over the world. And indeed, some people flying out. We were talking to Martina earlier on. She's going out to see her son in Boston, spent Christmas out there.
Yeah, yeah. So there's loads of people coming to and from. And we had Philadelphia earlier on before that, didn't we?
Yeah, people in.
Mm. Yeah, so there's loads going on today. So, and like we said, if you're even in the area at all, come in and say hello to us. We're quite happy to hang out. In fairness, we're annoying everybody we meet. Absolutely. So we'd love to meet, yeah, so we'd love to annoy you as
well. We're just generally making it inconvenient for everybody. Literally, the busiest day for Dublin Airport, so we've come out and just messed it all up by getting in people's way, basically.
Make sure you have an extra hour for your checkout if you're dropping in.
Loads of people, Chef Adrian Martin is with us. We're going to be chatting to him after 8 o'clock. We'll be getting some tips on Christmas breakfast and Christmas dinner and all that sort of stuff. Catherine Lynch, or a.k.a. PJ's Ma.
she's going to be on
the show a bit later on. Who else have we got? We've got Colm Lynch. Brilliant music from Colm Lynch.
Yeah.
Later on, and Baz, yeah,
he's on the way in as well. So loads going on,
loads happening. So as I say, for any reason, dropping people off, or you know, collecting people, any of that sort of stuff, or just fancy the idea of getting a bit of Christmas spirit here in Dublin Airport, we're right beside the Oak Cafe Bar in Terminal 2 all morning here on Classic Hits.
Classic Hits.
And now the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit. By the way, can I just point out to everybody listening, right, that currently PJ Gallagher is standing eating a piece of black pudding.
I am randomly eating a piece of black pudding. Oh, well, it's not Stephanie Pryser and me are both mad for black pudding.
We've got guests here, PJ, for God's sake. Look at this. Unbelievable. Have a bit of professionalism, will you? The pair of you.
Yeah, myself and Stephanie Pryser are mad for black pudding. She went and she got a couple of handfuls of black pudding and we're enjoying ourselves.
Right, it is the Hit Bit. It's €900 we're playing for. Of course, if you know the famous song that our bit is a bit of, then you can take that cash. Magic Mike is on the case. He's got some people ready to play. There's no sound coming out of your...
Can you hear me?
Yes, I have. And we have been going around Rivals, obviously, to see what people are up to and nab a few people to play this. And we have nabbed Bernie Smith and Marie as well. Good morning to you, Bernie.
Good morning.
Now, you're all festively bedecked here. You've got a Santa hat on, you've got a Rudolph jumper, the whole lot. You're obviously a very big fan of Christmas.
I absolutely love Christmas. And we're really looking forward to my sister coming from Savannah and Georgia with her three children. Twins age 5, Kate and Harry, and James age 8.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Big gang. Great? That's brilliant.
Yeah,
coming
big
from
gang.
Where did you say?
Coming from Savannah in Georgia.
In Georgia, right. Wow.
Now, wouldn't it be nice to tell them on arrival that you've won a few quid? So what is your guess for the Hit Bit, please?
Fairy Tale of New York.
Good festive chill,
very
Michael.
Very appropriate, very appropriate. Unfortunately, it's not a fairy tale for you this morning, Bernie. It is wrong. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Next, lads, we have Philip Mulligan. Morning to you, Philip.
Good morning to you.
Now, Philip looked very official at arrivals.
He does earpiece and all.
Yeah, earpiece and all.
Yeah, this man means business.
So much so, I thought you were working, but you're not. Philip is collecting his brother-in-law, the wife, and two kids as well. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
Do you want to give them a shout-out? What's their name?
Jim Garrard, his wife Tracy, Abby, and Danny.
And where are they coming from?
The UK.
They're coming over, just a short hop. Right then, Philip, what is your guess for the Hit Bit, please?
UB40, Kingston Town.
Oh my God!
This has the smack of a settle here, PJ. Doesn't it?
A Christmas song and a UB40 song. I hope for your sake you're right.
PJ's worst nightmare.
Philip, I can't help telling you that you're wrong, unfortunately. Sorry about that.
Well, Lisa, can we just know, this is actually a good opportunity. Is it a UB40 song at all?
No, it's not a UB40 song.
Thank God for that.
Look at that. You've literally eliminated UB40.
So we can finally eliminate UB40 from the show forever, I think. I think we can finally do that.
Right, so €900 goes a begging. Who? What's his name again? Your man in the afternoon.
Damien Farrelly. That's the lad. His name.
He loved that.
Damien Farrelly's going to give you a chance to play 20-5 this afternoon. You can play for... Is he playing for the 900 or is he being scabby and keeping the tenner for himself?
Make sure and tell him, right? Play for 20-5, give him a shout. 01880008 and make sure. Tell him it was 900 quid with us and it'll be 900 quid with him.
Cool. And you can check out all the previous guests, of course, on classichits.ie. Live from Dublin Airport today on Classic Hits. Yeah, it is Happy Christmas, all right. The longest, that song was longer than Christmas
it's
is.
Unreal,
do you
yeah,
know that?
Yeah.
That's, it was actually longer than the 12 Days of Christmas,
if
that song.
If you start that on Stephen Say, it brings us straight into the new year. Lovely. Perfect.
Unbelievable.
Timing.
Anyway, listen, thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. We're live today from Dublin Airport, Terminal 2. We're here in the Oak Cafe Bar. It's all with thanks to our friends just down the road in Gulliver's Retail Park and Santry for your best mix of home and lifestyle this Christmas. We promised you loads of fantastic guests. We've got two of them with us. We've got the brilliant Catherine Lynch.
Absolutely.
And the brilliant Chef Adrian Martin with us. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. For coming in.
Thanks very much. It's very early, lads.
Yeah, it is. Literally, we chose two people who are both serious nighttime people.
Yeah, I'm actually feeling bad now because you being from Leitrim, Catherine, and you being a chef, Adrian, and in fairness, I've done nothing over the past few months, but give out about, I've called everyone in Leitrim and all chefs complete and utter lunatics for the last year, to be actually.
Well, now, know. Let's get them, okay?
Oh, no, come on.
Thanks a million.
And of course, you come from the county that doesn't actually exist in PJ's mind.
Well, it does exist, really, because you should see it now at the moment. We're doing a theme where you can go to 1950s Christmas.
Well, you just didn't change anything. That's what it's like all year.
Oh, come on, Leitrim, now. If anyone's listening in there, just text in this little brat and tell him how brilliant our county is. Listen, come on, Leitrim.
As if anyone has a mobile phone in Leitrim. Yeah. Oh, my God. Next thing she'll be saying they've ever been to Crow Park.
Oh, yes, we have. In 1996.
So what this is like?
We
this
turned
like,
the lights
this is like
out.
A perfect family squabble. This is the perfect family squabble. Because, of course, you famously have played PJ's ma.
I have played his mother in Madhouse. And we had a huge success, didn't we, PJ?
Yeah,
we
did, I have really. To say, yeah, Catherine Lynch, by the way, like, talk about owning a show. You were absolutely deadly. I mean, obviously, I'm completely biased, but I suppose it's a good time to ask you, did you actually enjoy it?
I loved every single minute of it, and I have to say that you and Una McEvitt just created a script that was pitch perfect, so it was easy for me to slot in there and be the crazy ma that you have. Now, she's a lovely ma, but they get me licensed.
Yeah, no, yeah,
to be fair, if that's your offspring, yeah. To be fair now, I'm fairness.
Yeah, well, when she came to see the show, she loved it in the Abbey Theatre. Did I say the Abbey Theatre? When she came to see it, I was a bit nervous and I asked her what did she think of it, and she said, well, it was far crazier than that, so she gave me license. Thank you.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it's good. Fantastic. And of course, now you, Chef Adrian, every time we go to get a coffee after work, we see your face smiling back at us from sandwiches.
Oh, yes. Stop. It's the weirdest thing
ever. You're on labels really everywhere. Is.
You're the face of Insomnia's food at the moment.
I know. Yeah, it's so weird. It really
is. That's why
is.
You can't sleep.
Yeah, exactly. That's probably why you can't sleep at all. Yeah, too much coffee.
How did that happen?
They approached me during the year. They were like, you want to do a little collaboration on food and stuff? So they were like, let's create a range for, I suppose, the autumn time in through to the new year, and a Christmas range as well alongside it.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, it's magic,
been running
Mike. Our Magic Mike is mad for your turkey and cranberry
roll. It is. It's nice, isn't it?
Free a few free ones.
No. I mean, that's the goal I'm struggling
with. You'll never be invited again.
No, but it's so weird. I get pictures sent to me the whole time. It's like, what is your face doing on my sandwich? And I'm like, I don't know. Don't ask, you know? Yeah, so.
You see, they wouldn't
weird.
Ask me. I wouldn't be good advertisement, really, would I?
I'd eat any sandwich with you on this, Catherine.
Ah, thank you
I'd
very
eat
much.
Any sandwich with you
now, listen, Adrian, we're going to get some tips very shortly, right? We're going to start on the old Christmas brekkie thing, but what a year you've had, Catherine, because you mentioned, in fairness, you mentioned Madhouse, right, which was a huge success. But sure, your whole year has been success
has
after
been.
Success.
Yeah, sure.
You had a belter of 2019.
The Panto last year in Limerick, and then I went straight from the Panto into Menopause the Musical, and we travelled about for 4 months all around the country, Ireland, England, Scotland, Wales, with Cheryl Ferguson, Maureen Nolan, Rebecca Wheatley. So I was hanging out with the Nolan sisters, and everything was great, crack.
And weren't you involved? Did you have some involvement in the best show on RTE this year? The what was it called? The
Raised Raise by the Village.
Raised by the Village, yeah, that's my production company, Waka. So
what a show.
What a show. Oh my God. So a big hello to all the kids that performed in Raised by the Village this year, and all the host families. It was just an emotional journey, wasn't it?
Yeah, I tell you something.
Got a great response.
Yeah, you do amazing work, amount of work for someone that doesn't like getting up in the morning.
Exactly. Well, it's more thanks to Warren Myler and Marion Cullen in Waka. So they let me go off and do my little mad things, and I just go, wow. Just look back and see what all the great things they're
incredible.
Doing.
Now, so listen, among your many talents, right, and among that amazing year, are you any good cooking wise? Like,
I'm
at Christmas, are you a kind of a, do you take over the kitchen?
I don't take over the kitchen. kitchen because my mother is an absolutely amazing cook. You've no idea. She's like really classy. So I don't do it when I go home. But I am a good cook at home. I'll do a kind of a pre-Christmas dinner.
So what you're saying is we needn't bother to even ask an Adrian to come in.
Not really.
Take over.
You get Adrian stuff at the petrol station on the way home.
So, right, come here, listen, let's start then. What's the key tip then? Because Christmas breakfast has become a thing now that's... I suppose it was always a thing, to be fair, wasn't it?
I think we build it up so big that we stress everybody out about Christmas Day. Like, look at it as another dinner. I think do less. That's the best thing.
Do less.
Just
do way less. You've lost me already.
Prepare the drinks first and then do the rest.
I've been doing it since I've been... I suppose my mum used to cook Christmas dinner up until I was 14 and then I took over the reins, thank God. To be honest, my mum's not a great cook.
I gave her awful abuse.
But anyway, so mum looks after kind of setting the table and, you know... giving us drinks,
she's like your commie chef.
Yeah, and my dad, I dress my dad up in a chef jacket, an apron, and my dad is my KP, so he's my kitchen porter. And I mean, I use every tray, every pot, absolutely everything in the house. I think the key, to be honest with you, people get very stressed out about Christmas dinner. The key to it is the day before, right? Just do everything. Peel your carrots, peel your potatoes, have the turkey ready for the oven. Just have all that preparation done. You're on about breakfast, and breakfast is quite a big thing. I love eggs Benedict. We love it in our house.
Yeah, right.
So nice hollandaise sauce, poached egg. I make fresh brioche at home, which is quite heavy. I make it the day before, and then we toast it. It's really, really nice.
I'm just looking at PJ's face. It's a kind of a weird combination of loving the sound of the food and then thinking, I don't even know what he said there.
I'll say
to you, instead of stressing out about breakfast on the day, because it's a lot of food. Like, it's a lot of food. You're not going to be fit for your dinner, to be honest with you, if you eat breakfast. Just eat whatever's a selection box for breakfast. It'd be grand.
I can do that.
In Leitrim, you go to each other's houses and you have hot whiskies in the morning.
You go singing then into the
old folks' home. And then you come back to your own house and then somebody else rings and saying, we're having more hot whiskies up the road. So you go up and you have more hot whiskies. Then you come back and you eat your dinner.
I think we're going to have to explore Leitrim.
So basically what we've learned from the two people here today for breakfast, it's hot whiskey and a selection box.
Exactly.
It's the ideal
food
Christmas breakfast.
All my mates have changed the name now of Christmas. They call it Seshmas.
That sounds about right. That's the Irish approach to it.
Listen, Catherine Lynch and Chef Adrian Martin are going to stay with us. We're going to be chatting to them more very shortly indeed. Of course, we're live here in Dublin Airport at the Oak Cafe Bar here right up until 10 o'clock this morning, with thanks to our friends at Gulliver's Retail Park. So if you've any reason to be at the airport today, there's a great buzz about the place, isn't there?
Yeah, I'm just disgusted I drove here today now because I'm dying for one of those breakfasts.
Classic Hits live today, of course, from Dublin Airport Terminal 2. We're here just beside the Oak Cafe Bar with thanks to our friends at Gulliver's Retail Park. Loads of fantastic guests. We've got some brilliant music on the way from the fantastic Colm Lynch very shortly. But of course, Catherine Lynch is with us, and Chef Adrian Martin is with us as well. By the way, you know, we were talking about a bit the work stuff for you, Catherine, being an amazing year and all that madhouse and Raised by the Village and all that kind of stuff. But so what will Christmas be then for you? Because last year it was Panto, wasn't it, for you?
Last year, and I was supposed to do Panto this year too, but we just ended Madhouse at very end of November, so I went, no, it's either Christmas or a nervous breakdown, so I took Christmas.
Choose Christmas, every time.
So I'm delighted.
So is this going to be your first kind of like proper relaxed Christmas family?
It is, and I'm already after tapping into Christmas, and I'm going to do the 12 days of Christmas as well, because you should bring it back to that, because 2 months is too much, really, isn't it?
Just the 12 days.
That'd be ideal. A bit of restraint. Yeah, so I'm going down home to Leitrim. My boyfriend Declan is actually from Leitrim as well, so he's heading out to Lochrinn for his Christmas dinner, and I'm having mine with my mother and my uncle, Father John Quinn, the parish priest of Gartletra.
Fantastic. That's a proper way now. That's the job.
That's a proper Christmas.
So, yeah.
He's bringing the baby Jesus in for the crib and everything.
He was born in the stable.
I'm assuming it's the complete opposite for you, Adrian. I'm assuming you're going to be flat out. People just expect you to cook everything and organise everything, do they?
To be honest, I'm fairly chilled out and relaxed about it.
He's actually lying on the floor.
But he's like a military approach to Christmas. So check this out for a start. How many Christmas dinners have you cooked this year already?
Easy, Christmas promotion for me, like demos and stuff, would start in the middle of November. So I think I've done at least 30 Christmas dinner. I've cooked Christmas dinner about 30 odd times
full
this year.
Christmas
so
dinners.
Yeah.
30 times. Like to show people, you know, it's the demonstration purpose of it. It's like show them how to do their whole meal and all that kind of crap. And that's always requested 40. From November onwards, wow, for demonstrations. So yeah, at this stage now, like, it's kind of like
there's whole like wings and factions of Weight Watchers and stuff respond like that are there just because of you, I'd say.
You know, yeah, maybe
I
so.
Imagine,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
there's like groups following them around. You know, you get 30 Christmas dinners out of him.
Yeah, I know. Like, and it's fairly relaxed in our house. Like,
what time on Christmas Day now do you switch off? Like, literally.
So the day before, I'll start prepping. So my mom and all, they all had a way. We have a tradition in our house is that we have, and it's gone back to my great great grandmother. Is we have steak after mass on Christmas Eve.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. After mass and Christmas Eve, this is tradition in our family. We have steak and mulled wine. And I organise that. And what I do while I'm making that is I start my prep for the next day. And the next day I'll probably wake up around, 9, 10 o'clock. And then just crack on with it. Turkey goes in first. Sit back, relax, have a glass of wine and relax. And then put the ham on. I just kind of, you know...
See, it's all second nature. Everybody else is stressed out.
As much food as in his house as could feed the entire county of Leitrim. Like, it's an amazing.
Yeah, well, my mom, actually, some years my mom loses the run of herself now. And she invites over, say, 20-odd people. Like, so one year we had 20 people over to the house. And I had 2 turkeys to cook. I remember that year and I being quite stressed.
Oh, my God.
So there's only 6 of us, so it's grand, you know.
So what do you do with the Pope's nose?
Oh, yeah. Pope's nose, right, yeah.
Do you know what the Pope's nose
is?
No, I have no idea what that is.
What's that?
I'm sure anyone who knows what the Pope's nose is, please write in and tell PJ.
I'm at a loss myself. It's obviously not a Dublin thing, is it?
Is this a Leitrim thing?
It's a Leitrim thing. It's a delicacy down there.
The Pope's nose.
I tell you.
We raffle it on Stephen's Day.
This is good.
I have a feeling
this
we're saying stuff on the radio we're not supposed to say
so
on the radio.
This might be a good opportunity to wrap this link up. But listen, Adrian and Catherine are going to stay with us. We've got the brilliant Colm Lynch on the way as well. We are live today from Dublin Airport here at Terminal 2. It's all with thanks to Gulliver's Retail Park here in Classic Hits. Yeah, Merry Christmas, everyone. Shaken Stevens here in Classic Hits. Live today, of course, from Terminal 2 in Dublin Airport. We're here in the Oak Cafe Bar. So thanks to our friends in Gulliver's Retail Park in Santry for your best mix of home and lifestyle this Christmas. It's been a fantastic morning all morning. And in fact, it's getting better and better as we go. Derek, who is a long-time listener to the show, Derek the taxi driver of Swords, has brought us in gifts again. And very Christmassy, he brought us in a couple of Cadbury's cream egg Easter eggs.
Brilliant, isn't it? The most unexpected gift ever. He actually said he wants to get ahead of it all. I'm trying to find the best before date on it just to make sure it is ahead and not behind.
Absolutely.
But fair play. Thank you very much,
brilliant
Derek.
Brilliant stuff. Right, now, we did promise you some music. The brilliant Colm Lynch is with us. Colm, welcome, welcome,
hey,
welcome.
Fellas. Hey,
thanks. Colm.
Thanks a million for coming in. So listen, before we get stuck into it, Christmas, yay or nay? Are you a big yay?
Well, I have to be. I have 3 small kids.
Yeah. Oh, okay,
and
yeah.
The eldest is 5, so it's full on.
It's full
Santa Fest.
I'm
going to be getting my
you.
Chestnuts roasted all Christmas.
Yeah, yeah, something to look forward to.
It's a festive
to.
Gag for you lads, yeah. All right?
You can have that. You can use that, PJ, if you want. You can use that.
Yeah, yeah.
What well, is yeah, it? Whatever. Like.
It's 5, 4 and 2, was it? No.
5, 4 and 2, yeah, 3 boys.
Oh, God.
So it's full
can you imagine
on, yeah.
Christmas morning?
Oh, my God, yeah. We so you get up at like 3 o'clock in the morning then.
Anyway.
Just another normal yeah, day.
Just another day.
So you're looking forward to it, yeah?
Absolutely,
and
yes,
you kind of take the Christmas off, do you? You don't bother kind of doing...
No, yeah, I gig up till Christmas Eve and a few days off and I'll be back out again.
Back at
know.
It. Right,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So listen, you're going to do a Christmas tune for us, are you?
I am indeed.
Right. What's the plan?
Well, since we're at the airport, I thought I'd do Baby Please Come Home.
Oh, of course.
See this,
yeah,
man. See this.
Stuff.
That's what it's all about. Preparation. Somebody who actually puts a bit of thought into things.
Yeah, yeah, making a show of me. If, anyway, that's thinking his way through the morning.
If we adopted that attitude, this show would be the better for us, I have to say. Right, brilliant. Ladies and gentlemen, the brilliant Colm Lynch.
Watching it fall, lots of people around. Baby, please come home. The church bells in town are ringing in song. full of happy sounds. Baby, please come home. This singing deck the halls, but it's not like Christmas at all. I remember when you were here, all the fun we had last year. Pretty lights on the tree, I'm watching them shine. You should be here with me. Baby, please come home for Christmas. Baby, please come home. Baby, please come home. They're singing deck the halls, but it's not like Christmas at all. 'Cause I remember when you were here, all the fun we had last year. If there was a way to hold back these tears, but it's Christmas Day. Baby, please, please, please come home. Baby, please come home. Baby, please come home for Christmas. Baby, please come home. Baby, please come home. Baby, please come home for Christmas.
Woo! Fantastic. Absolutely brilliant. Well
that's
done, sir.
Amazing, yeah.
I'll tell you, that's not easy at 8:30 in the morning, is it? Or 9:15 in the morning.
Wait, that's what I was thinking about 5 seconds in.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't thought this through.
I've made a huge
great
mistake.
Still. Colm Lynch. And of course, we should mention, it's been a good year for you. Not just kind of because there's Colm Lynch and there's Watson Ace. And
yeah,
kind
yeah. Of, We were doing a bit of a tour towards the end of the year, and we're going to do some stuff in the early part of next year. So keep watching the internet. We'll be playing around around the country, and I'm playing at the iHeart Bowie Festival. I'm going to be.
Are you part of the Bowie Festival?
Yeah, I'm going to be playing.
We've got a prize actually we're giving away on the show this week for the Bowie Festival.
Well,
yeah.
Listen, I tell you, if you want to go to that, the one I'm playing at the iHeart Bowie. Gig is in Whelans on the 8th of January. If you want tickets to that, I get them soon because it will sell out.
Yeah, you know? So it's a big thing now, isn't
it? It's a great one. Yeah, and we did the National Concert Hall last year, and it sold out. It was a fabulous night. But back to basics this year with Whelans is going to be
good stuff.
Night,
you know? And then Watson Ace
are going to be doing some stuff early in the year. We're going to be putting a tour together. So
brilliant.
We're doing 4 or 5
watch out for that. Good
place.
Stuff. So Colm's going to stay. You're going to stay with us though. You're going to do more
yeah.
tunes for us before the end of the show.
Sure.
Fantastic stuff. Colm Lynch, absolutely brilliant. You can check it out. Right, we still have, of course, lots still to happen. We're going to be chatting to Baz just after 9:00. We've got to give our big holiday away as well.
We do, yeah. The Florida Day. It's in. It's all done. No more entries in, so we're giving that away.
Incredible. We've got breakfast table quiz on the way and loads of stuff going on. It's starting to get really busy around the airport now, which is brilliant. It is the busiest day of the year. It's a fantastic day. We have to say a big thanks to our friends in Gulliver's Retail Park in Santry there for bringing us out and helping us celebrate the day. Live here at Terminal 2 on Classic Hits.
The breakfast table quiz.
It's time for the breakfast table quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the breakfast table quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins and Ennis in Limerick. 2020 is your year. Get the exam results you deserve with Julie's. See KES.ie.
Right, it is a special episode or edition or whatever you want to call it of the Breakfast Table Quiz because we're live, of course, in Dublin Airport today, which means we're going to play the quiz in situ, but the prize remains the same. It's a cracking overnight stay to give away to your choice of any of the Soho Hotel's 6 destinations. Full Irish breakfast, 3-course dinner, all included in that. And of course, if you're on the lookout for a last-minute Christmas idea, you can celebrate Christmas with a Soho Hotel gift voucher, the perfect gift this Christmas. You can check them all out on sohotels.ie. Right, so Magic Mike has found somebody to play.
I sure have, lads. And we have a bit of a drama
in front
of us here,
what's
I think, playing
on,
out. An airport drama, because I'm going to speak to Aisling Mitchell. Morning to you, Aisling.
Hi.
Now, what's that fella's name over there with the big beard?
Ben Farrell.
And Ben Farrell is your boyfriend, yeah?
Yeah.
And where is he going?
Australia.
Are you going to Australia?
No.
Oh, right.
Outrageous. The state of him. God. The absolute state of him.
Shocker. Shocker.
And what is his excuse for leaving you and your old for Christmas?
He has one brother and he wants to go see him for Christmas.
Brothers.
That old line. That old line. Oh.
It's okay. It's okay. I forgive him. Yeah. Nice Christmas presents this morning. So
and of course, and obviously this means if you win, he's not coming on this overnight stay.
Absolutely.
Right. Proper order.
And
too.
He better help you with the answers too. He can shout them out. You better help out with the answers. He won't even talk to us now. He's in such a humour.
Right, so the idea is, okay, that we have currently got a score of 11. Okay, so if you can get the Dirty Dozen, if you can get those 12, the prize is yours. 60 seconds to do it.
Okay.
Yeah. How are you feeling?
Nervous.
You'll be grand. Don't worry about it. It won't be nearly as scary as being left on your own for Christmas. It won't be nothing like that.
Okay, John. Okay, John, we're good to go. Hit the clock. Let's do this.
Lourdes is the place of pilgrimage in what country?
France.
Which city is the capital of the US state of Hawaii?
Honolulu.
Yeah, in terms of population, what is the largest city in France?
Paris.
In computer games, what kind of animal is Sonic?
A hedgehog.
In which city was Martin Luther King assassinated?
Memphis.
Yeah, Tiger Woods is famous for playing what sport?
Golf.
What is the name of the 1997 film starring the Spice Girls?
Spice World.
Who is Princess Anne's mother?
Princess Margaret.
It's the Queen. Singer Axl Rose is the singer of what band?
Guns N' Roses.
What is the longest river in South America?
The Mississippi.
It's the Amazon. As what was Charles Schulz famous, an actor or a cartoonist?
A cartoonist.
Who directed Taxi Driver, Mean Streets, Raging Bull and Goodfellas?
Scorsese.
Which Wesley played the lead role in the film Passenger 57?
Snipe.
In which children's TV programme did Big Bird and the Cookie Monster appear?
Sesame Street.
How many millimetres are there in 1 metre?
1,000.
Complete the title of this film about growing up in Limerick. Angela's what?
Ashes.
Yeah!
Talk about being on that is some going.
I don't think I even have to count them, but just so that you can bask in the glory of it all. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Yeah. Woo! I'm one of our highest scores of the year. So you know, you're flying.
And can I point out, no help from Ben.
No help from Ben.
Yeah.
Ben, you're literally useless this Christmas altogether.
Guess what, Ben? You're not going on an overnight stay to any of the Soho hotels.
Oh, that was a great one.
Well,
fair play.
Fair play. That's Thank brilliant. You. That's a little early Christmas present.
Woohoo.
And you know you can send Ben on his way.
Bye, Ben.
Brilliant stuff. Listen, big thanks to Soho Hotels. You can check out all of the various destinations. 6 of them in total, of course, on sohotels.ie. Right, plenty more still to come from us, of course. The other side of 9 o'clock, we've got the brilliant Baj Ashmawe in with us.
Of course
we've got
is.
More from the fantastic Colm Lynch. And, of course, we've got to give away our holiday as well.
Yeah, the big one, the big call, the holiday to Florida is to be given away this morning, just before 10 o'clock.
Right, the other thing to bear in mind, of course, is no CSI after 9 o'clock because we've got all of our guests and all that sort of stuff.
Too much going on, we're too busy. Like you said, we got Baz, we got the whole lot happening. So hang around. Anyway, time for me to go and actually get a sausage sandwich and some chocolate. Haven't stuffed my face nearly enough yet this morning.
Andy Williams, the most wonderful time of the year, live here on Classic Hits today, live from Dublin Airport, of course, Terminal 2 at the Oak Cafe Bar. Have we sussed out where we're at, have we?
It doesn't even matter. The chaos has calmed down. We're still enjoying ourselves. You know that something's funny is going on when you get a message from the local lifeboat station to say, yes, you are live.
Yeah. Right, literally, we have to rely on our listeners to tell us what the heck is going on.
Oh, well, it's been a good crack this morning.
Anyway, listen, it's been an amazing morning. And I tell you, it just gets better and better. Just gets absolutely better and better. Because we have another of our special
He's
guests.
He's with me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we have another
Baz,
special guest this morning.
For God's sake, save us, will you, man? Save us. Baz Ashmawe
Baz,
is with us.
Hey,
great
on.
To see you,
Merry
buddy.
Christmas.
Great to see you. Huh? Please bring some semblance of normality, will you?
I just can't believe the two of you are alive. That's what's taking me by storm.
It takes us by shock every single morning. Yeah. How are you getting on, Baz?
I'm rock and roll. Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, how's your Christmas going so far?
It's flying. It's busy, you know. It's demanding.
Are you one of these people now? You book yourself up to bits on Christmas.
Oh, sorry.
Random
people coming up to the mic trying to grab it off me. I thought I owed them money. No, I didn't. But we'll rock on.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I said so.
The chaos of it all is just fantastic.
Anyway, listen, can I just ask the most Irish question in the world? How's your ma?
My ma is great. Actually, brilliant. It's quite cruel.
We only just missed her, didn't we?
I had to drop her here yesterday. So coming back to the airport, it's very depressing when you're not going somewhere.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Even the taxi driver's like, where are you off to? Anywhere nice? I was like, PJ and Jim, that's where I'm off to. And then I'm going back in a cab home. You know what I mean? But yeah.
Oh, good. Come here, what sort of a 2019 has it been? Has it been busy for you? Because it's kind of hard to keep up with you sometimes.
Yeah, it's busy enough. Like, it's you're always kind of tipping away. So I've been filming kind of DIY SOS, and then I got a couple of things coming up in the new year, and then a bit of radio, and I'm always kind of just, like everyone else, just kind of tipping away and grafting. But yeah. Kids ruin your life, basically. That's the truth.
Well, that's what they're supposed to do.
You know what
I mean?
They just
last, somebody speaking our language.
Yeah, no, they are. They're just kind of spoilt and they ruin everything. Like my two little ones, they spent like 3 days.
Merry Christmas.
They had no idea what they wanted for Christmas. Honestly, they had no idea. They were just picking like random things like, oh, well, we got a doll's house. And I was like, I constructed a doll's house last year that you could actually move into. You must be mad. Like, they just have everything, you know. I used to get like a Millennium Falcon and a Wonderly Wagon annual, and that was me boxed off. I was happy out, like. But
isn't this the way your mother would speak about you? Like, only yesterday, wasn't it, on your Instagram, your mother was giving out to you for being a little spoiled boy because you were trying to stick her into a taxi she didn't want.
That made the news. How bad is the news if, like, me getting my umbrella turned inside out makes the news? Is really sad.
To say, it's one of the greatest headlines.
It was fantastic.
I mean, whatever's going on in the world, it doesn't matter because Baz has an issue with his umbrella.
But that's my ma all over, right? It was torrential rain.
It was the worst
torrential
day,
rain, right? And my ma goes, I'll get the bus. And I went, no, I'll put you in the taxi. No, I'll get the bus. And so I walked her to the taxi, and I was going to the Star Wars premiere. So I have this lightsaber umbrella that I spent like 100-odd quid on. That thing got ripped inside out. And my ma's like, that's because you're an idiot buying this. You should have bought a little brolly. And then we stood there, torrential rain at the bus stop, and then she went off and I got drowned. So
that's what happened. Watching the frustration in the video, like a view just going, she won't get into that taxi.
Yeah, she's just old school.
So what's Christmas going to be then for you? Obviously, we've established the kids are going to ruin it, but apart from the kids ruining it,
That's pretty much it.
So you'll do it at home and all that. You'll do kind of like self-contained.
We had 25 last year or something.
You did not.
I do very little. My missus does everything, but I have to take it in the ear hole. Then you
course,
know what I mean.
I
get the nagging.
You
about
get told you're no help
for the
at
month.
All.
Yeah, which is true. So, but that's kind of the vibe. So it's quite a stressful. I'm not selling it.
No,
it's quite a stressful day.
No, but you're making me feel much better about my Christmas. Because as miserable as I can be through a Christmas, which is pretty flipping miserable.
Yeah.
At least I don't have to do anything for anybody. So you know.
Yeah.
It's great hearing your story.
It'll just be me hugging the dog in the other upstairs in the bedroom, and that'll be it. Just comforting each other. That's kind of Christmas.
Oh, lovely. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Do you buy your dog Christmas presents, by the way?
This is our first year with this dog, but he's the only one I haven't bought for, and I have to buy him
something. Shame on you.
I have to buy him something.
You have to get your dog
there's time, PJ. There's time.
Yeah.
Give them on a break, will you?
What's a good thing What's a good thing to buy the dog?
Well, you know there's actually selection boxes for dogs now, because you can't give a dog regular chocolate. It's not good for them and all that.
Poisonous,
but you can get actual, proper selection boxes for your dog.
Yeah.
You can get, like, dog stockings where they come with little toys.
I think I'll get him something like that then.
There's a mixture of treats and toys.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Or else a nice big bed, because it's coming into January, nice big cozy, and just these, like, deadly anxiety blankets.
Okay, steady on, right? He's only
I want one of those anxiety blankets.
Yeah, well, you
my missus is listen, that's what I want. I want one of them. So now the picture is me and the dog with an anxiety blanket wrapped around us upstairs in the bedroom. That's my Christmas.
Eating animal safe chocolate.
animal safe chocolate.
Oh my God. Right, listen, Baz is going to stay with us. If you want to get in touch, 087-188-0008, you can get us on WhatsApp, of course, live here at the Oak Bar Cafe here in Terminal 2 of Dublin Airport on Classic Hits.
That's if it goes to plan. It's been so mad now so far.
Anything could happen. All of what I've just said could go completely out of the window.
Let's try and not get Baz attacked again.
Weather with you, Credit House, here at Classic Hits Live today from Terminal 2 in Dublin Airport. All with thanks, of course, to our friends in Gulliver's Travels.
Gulliver's Travels.
To be honest with you, I'm actually amazed I got this far without saying that already, to be perfectly honest with you. But anyway, in Gulliver's Retail Park in Santry for your best mix of home and lifestyle this Christmas.
Gulliver's Travels.
I'll tell you something. It's been a fun morning, hasn't it?
It's been the crackers.
Anyway, listen, Baz is still with us, by the way. Why, I do not know, because to be honest with you, if you'd have gone through what he went through...
What he's gone through this morning,
in, it's in the half hour or so that he's been here, I'd have left.
It's actually the most affection I've got from strangers in a very long time. It's just random people trying to grab the mic off me.
It's not often you do a live radio show that you go, a big thank you to the airport police for keeping our guests safe this morning. So thank you to the airport police. That was some swift work.
Anyway,
we
were saying Christmas, okay, so there's no work involved per se in Christmas for you, right? But there's plenty of stuff going on because you're talking about some of the stuff that's in 2019.
Yeah.
Gone. And some of that stuff's coming back for next year, like the Wingman and stuff is back, isn't
it? Doing another series of Wingman.
Brilliant.
What a show that is, it's such a great feel-good show.
I was just moaning to you off air saying how hard it is to make, but I love it. I do love it, like, because it's just helping people fulfill dreams that they have.
And
it's a buzz doing that with someone, you know.
And it's great when you're watching an episode, you really feel like you're getting to know the person involved. By the time the episode finishes, you feel like you're friends with the person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you get to know people. It's that kind of humor. I think as I've got older, I just like doing stuff that feels a bit more positive. Do you know what I mean? Rather than the kind of heavy duty stuff. I did shows on problem gambling and stuff. And when I was finished them, I was really low. I just felt bad, you know, for the people that I'd met. But so now I just kind of do the more positive stuff. So DIY SOS.
Well, I was just going to say, can I just say it's an honour to be accompanied by two DIY legends.
Yeah, we're DIY rival shows.
My missus literally fell off the bed and laughed like a musketeer for about half an hour when she heard it. Like, I have an Allen key and a butter knife. Yeah. I know nothing about DIY. And I'm walking around and even the builders are going, just shut up. Just stop talking. I know nothing. You're handy.
I'm the exact same. Every house I turned up to, I caused more damage. I set some people back by 24 hours.
He had to be shown how to put the Snickers on. He was literally...
I'm the same. Honest to God, I can't use tape without injuring myself.
That is brilliant. An Allen key and a butter knife.
Useless. I'm useless.
The greatest toolbox ever.
Yeah. And then we got a stage show that we're doing. I'm doing a show called Family Matters. That's in the Drift and Blanche and Axis and Ballymun, the Mill and Dundrum, and doing that in kind of February, March time.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, and what's that
show?
It's
going to be like rehearsals
and all
that?
It's just kind of stand-up, really. It's just kind of...
Oh, really?
Yeah, audience wait, and then I'm hoping to do something with Nancy for the Edinburgh Fringe next year.
Oh, fantastic. All right, yeah.
So it's kind of blowing the cobwebs off and having a bit of fun and moaning a bit.
So is it just you?
I know. It's unbelievable, isn't it? It's just me and that guy that tried to grab the mic off because he's actually better than I am.
Wow.
Do you know what? I keep glancing over my shoulder at my bag and my coat. I notice I'm the only Muslim to drop off a bag in an airport. I'm waiting for someone to just come up and nab me.
Actually, that explains why security were here so quickly.
Yeah, I think they're just eyeballing me the whole time. But it's just me. It's just me hanging out and just kind of moaning about family and that kind of stuff.
And you're going to do the Fringe. That's the proper, like, that's the tour of duty of entertainment, really.
That's the one I want to do with Nancy.
And is Nancy up for that?
She wants that. It's mad. She's just got this buzzy kind of energy where she just wants to try new things. She's
brilliant.
Unbelievable.
What a
like
woman.
That.
Yeah.
She
a woman,
honestly,
yeah.
She's my hero, you know.
Fantastic.
She's great like that. So, yeah, that's the plan for next year, you know.
Cool. Right. It sounds like a brilliant plan, to be perfectly honest.
You're making me feel bad now. I better do some stand up myself eventually again. But
absolutely. Well, you're the pro, you know.
No one's ever accused me of that. And I've been doing this for 5 years and still never heard it.
Anyone wants to buy someone nasty they don't like tickets, that's a good thing to do. Put the tickets, come see me. That's the present of the year, I think.
Best of luck with it all.
Listen, lads, thanks this is what you've done to Dublin Airport. I don't think we'll ever, like...
I know, yeah, it'll definitely never happen again.
Thank you for letting me experience this.
It's fair to say, you've experienced probably the last show we'll ever do.
Yeah, yeah. In fairness. Thank you for being our last guest. Not just this morning, but for Christmas ever, yeah.
God bless us, everyone. Hey.
Cheers, Baz.
Fantastic, Baz Shamway. Absolutely brilliant stuff. It's been a crazy, crazy interview. How he agreed to stay as long as he did is beyond us, to be perfectly honest with you. But anyway, listen, we've still even more to come. We are live from Terminal 2 here in Dublin Airport. 9:23 here at Classic Hits. David Bowie, Young Americans here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim live today from Terminal 2 here at Dublin Airport, the Oak Cafe Bar. It's all with thanks to Gulliver's Retail Park in Santry for your best mix of home and lifestyle this Christmas. It's been a fantastic morning. We played our Bowie tune. Of course, we need to announce our Bowie winner because all this week on the show, we've given you the chance to go along and see a couple of Bowie's longtime collaborators, Tony Visconti, who legendary producer, of course, and bass player, and Bowie's drummer, Woody Woodmansey. They're performing at a show called Holy Holy at the Olympia Theatre on the 11th of January as part of the Dublin Bowie Festival. In fact, we found out earlier that our very own Colm Lynch, who's going to be performing for us again very shortly, is also performing at the Bowie Festival, the I Heart Bowie gig. So you'll be able to go along and check him out. But anyway, we had tickets to go along and see Holy Holy and to stay at the Beresford Hotel in Dublin on the night of the show. And that goes to, ladies and gentlemen,
Clodagh Mahon. So well done, Clodagh Mahon. You're the winner, the overall winner, and that's all yours.
Absolutely. Enjoy it. Right, John, let's do this.
Secret Santa with Aer Lingus. Visit Florida and tour America, the award-winning way to the USA.
Okay, this is the moment, and we've been building up to this all, well, as the last fortnight,
the last
in
2 weeks, yeah. This is the big one, the big holiday to Florida.
It's incredible. John, at the moment, is about to start dialing, and we are going to speak to the overall winner of this incredible family holiday. Two adults, two children, 10 amazing nights in Florida. Car hire for the 10 days, 5 of those nights in Orlando, of course, 5 of them in Miami, 4-star accommodation right across the board. Definitely one of the best prizes I think we've ever given away.
I think it's the best one, yeah. I mean, it's right up there. Yeah. I mean, it's all over Florida. It's like you won the whole state for yourself. It's like a back garden deal.
Yeah, absolutely. As I say, with the car hard thrown in, there's no excuse. You can take in literally everything. We've had qualifiers as part of our Secret Santa, of course, over the course of the last couple of weeks. And it's all come down to this. We're dialing, hopefully, as we speak. And we're about to... hello?
Oh, hello, hello,
hello.
Is that Ruth? Is that Ruth Egan?
This is Ruth Egan. This is Ruth Egan.
You sound very excited. What are you so excited about?
Well, did we interrupt something? What are you up to there?
No, I'm at home. I'm just shaking here. Are you calling me because of the holiday?
Oh, hold on. Yes, what are we calling Ruth for again?
Because you're a winner! Wow, that is the greatest scream I have ever heard. That was incredible, Ruth. You sound like you're absolutely shaking there.
I'm absolutely shaking here. I'm on the floor in my room. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is fantastic.
Oh, my God. Well, we better send you... We're going to throw in a doctor's appointment with this holiday. So, But well done, Ruth. It is you. You are the big... You are the overall winner. You and the family off to Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, my
and you've
God.
Got, and, am I right in saying that you've got two kids?
Yes, I've got two kids, Sarah and Jack. And they're going to be absolutely over the moon.
Oh, brilliant. Well, listen, the great news is Ruth Egan from Crumlin in Dublin, you are our winner. Well done.
Oh, my God, you have made my Christmas. Thank you so much. This is the most amazing thing to happen to me ever. I'm absolutely excited.
Well, you're the scream at the start. Honestly, you could be singing for the darkness with a voice like that. Amazing.
All right, listen, Ruth, we'll let you go and calm down. We'll let you go and relax. We'll let you go and let it all sink in. Of course, we'll be in touch to arrange all of the details, all that sort of stuff. But congratulations. Have a brilliant Christmas and a brilliant time in Florida.
Thank you so much.
Take care of yourself, Ruth. Cheers. Bye-bye.
See you, Ruth. Take care, bye.
I think it's fair to say that went down well.
Honestly, that sounds like...
She quite enjoyed it.
There's people sampling that scream to put it in music as we speak. Yeah, what a reaction.
Dogs all over the county going, what in the name of...
Fair play. Brilliant. I'm delighted for her. Absolutely delighted for her.
Ruth Egan from Crumlin in Dublin, winner of our amazing family trip, two adults and two kids to Florida. It's been a fantastic promotion for the last couple of weeks. Absolutely brilliant. What a Christmas present, eh?
What a mad morning this is. Now here's Billy from Aslan showing up now.
Look at that. My God. There's
passport in his hands.
Celebs falling out of the sky here,
they
for God's sake.
Aslan making loads of money this year. They're running out of the country for Christmas and everything.
Right, there you go. Tax exile Billy there from Aslan. Just leaving the... Right, listen, let's have a Christmas tune live from Dublin Airport here at Classic Hits. D-Ream here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim live this morning from Dublin Airport. We're here in Terminal 2. We've just been chatting to Billy from Aslan. Apparently the boys are flying out because they've got some gigs to do in the UK and then they'll be back for their Vicar Street gigs and all that sort of stuff. But Billy was just telling us that Christy's up there having a cup of coffee or whatever and just refused to come down.
He's not coming down, he's too tired.
He didn't want to do the walk.
Yeah, he's too tired to do the walk. So don't worry, Christy, we'll find you. We're coming after you now at 10 o'clock.
As soon as we're finished on air, we have to go to him. That's the way it works. But anyway, it's been a brilliant morning. We've had some fabulous guests. Some total madness that
some
was completely
absolute
unexpected.
Absolute madness, yeah.
And a brilliant morning, of course, for Ruth Egan from Crumlin in Dublin, who has literally just won herself that amazing family holiday to Florida. We still have more to come, of course, before we sign off at 10 o'clock, because the brilliant Colin Lynch is going to be back going to give us another festive favourite. I think he's, in fact, he's going to sing us out.
Yeah, he's going to sing us out, because we're nearly there now.
Yeah, we're nearly there. It's been a great morning. We've been here live in Terminal 2 in Dublin Airport in the Oak Cafe Bar, and it has all been thanks to our good friends down the road in Gulliver's Retail Park in Santry.
Not Gulliver's Travels.
I'm not going to be allowed to forget that, am I?
No, like,
this is going to become another melon on the pizza.
Yeah,
instant, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Unbelievable. Anyway, big thanks to them. It's been a cracking morning live here on Classic Hits. It's Classic Hits live from Dublin Airport today here at Terminal 2 right beside the Oak Cafe Bar again with thanks to our friends in Gulliver's Retail Park. It's been a fantastic morning. Colm Lynch is back with us. Thanks for hanging around, my man.
My pleasure.
Good stuff. Between now and the sort of the big day, what's the plan of action? Is everybody taken care of?
Everyone's taken care of.
Yeah.
Everyone's taken care of. Yeah, I'm going to nip out, grab a few presents today, and I'll be gigging flat out over the weekend, stuff like
and
that.
And, like, traditionally, the Christmas thing for you then, what is it? Are you very much a sort of a home bird kind of thing? Is it very
be,
sort of
yeah,
like, I'd leave quite, me alone, I'll be in my pajamas all day?
That kind of thing, yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Beer at 10 in the morning, that kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Always drink responsibly, eh?
Yeah. Oh, strictly the Carlsberg 0.0, I'd say.
Of course, no doubt about it.
That's all.
It's just the flavour.
Yeah. And of course, and as we were chatting earlier on, because we just mentioned we gave away our Bowie prize.
All right.
And we just
good.
Mentioned about you. So it's the I Heart Bowie gig that you're doing as part of that Bowie
that's
festival.
That's in Whelan's on Wednesday the 8th.
Brilliant.
So it's basically a whole load of performers come on and play with the house band and do all the hits, you know. It's always a great night, really, really great night.
And listen, since we were talking about What's an Ace earlier on, what's the best way to kind of track down if people want to get an idea of when those kind of dates come round and stuff?
Is it Facebook? We're on Facebook. I'd be on Instagram, and I'd always put the stuff up on Instagram.
So either Colm Lynch or What's an Ace, either is good.
It's all there, you know.
Good stuff. Right, so I think we're going to get a bit of a tune. Are you going to sing us out?
I'm going to do Last Christmas by Wham.
Last Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Mike's favourite.
So, yeah. It's literally his least favourite.
Yeah. But
this one's for Mike.
We're on your side. Don't mind him.
Do you need any sort of assistance, any sort of backing singers? Because Ash and Gabby are
desperate. Well, ready to go.
Jen probably as well, desperate to have a go.
Everyone join in.
Don't even ask Neville, my God, you'll never get him off.
Don't be shy. Just go for it.
Is there any particular woo-woos along the way that you need?
You just go, you just do what you feel. If the moment takes you,
just go with it.
Right, listen, I think this is us pretty much signing off. We're going to let Colm sing us out. It's been a fantastic morning. Big thanks to Gulliver's Retail Park in Santry for making it all possible. Big thanks to everybody around the Dublin Airport here in Terminal 2, the Old Cafe Bar, for looking after so well. All the gang are here. Magic Mike was taking care of business. Andy Bad News was here.
Gabby and the airport police for keeping us safe. Don't forget that moment. Yeah. That was the moment that will go down in radio history, I think.
Literally having protected us from a rather sad
an
Hulk
intruder.
Hogan.
It was brilliant. It was fantastic.
It was a very strange moment. But anyway, listen, it's been an amazing morning. And we're going to sign off with the brilliant Colm Lynch and Last Christmas.
Last Christmas I gave you my heart. The very next day you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Last Christmas I gave you my heart. But the very next day you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I give it to someone special. Once bitter, twice shy, I keep my distance, but you still catch my eye. Tell me, baby, do you recognize me? Well, it's been a year, it doesn't surprise me. Merry Christmas, I wrapped it up and sent it with a note saying I love you, I meant it. Now I know what a fool I've been, but if you kiss me now, I know you'll fool me again. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart,
But the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I give it to someone special. Oh, 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 oh. Crowded room, friends with tight eyes, hiding from you in your soul of ice. My God, I thought you were someone to rely on. Me, I guess I was a shoulder to cry on. The face of a lover with a fire in his heart. A man undercover, he tore me apart. Ooh, well now I found a real love, you never fool me again. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave me away. To save me from tears, I give it to someone special, special. Ooh. Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.